This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Why Boeing's troubled plane may not actually cause it to lose many customers. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams, in for David Brancaccio, who's on assignment. Today, Boeing will release its order and delivery numbers for the first quarter of this year. Its 737 MAX was the fastest-selling plane in the company's history, but it's been grounded for nearly a month after two deadly crashes. Marketplace's Jack Stewart has more on what that means for the company's bottom line.
Boeing has over 4,500 outstanding orders for the 737 MAX, but airlines aren't taking delivery of a plane that they can't fly, so it's cutting production of 737s from 52 per month down to 42. To date, only one airline has cancelled its order. Kevin Michaels of Aerodynamic Advisory says that's because there's really only Boeing and Airbus to choose from, with a possible third option from the state-owned Commercial Aircraft Corporation of China, or COMAC.
A C919, which they're developing, will not be ready for at least several years. With Airbus, there's an 8-year backlog for the A320neo.
So unlike car shoppers, airlines can't just walk into the next dealership down the street, says Bijan Vashik at Embry-Riddle University.
The only options they have, frankly, they can postpone the replacement of the old aircraft with the new aircraft.
The impact of the grounding on Boeing's first quarter numbers isn't going to be huge, but investors will also be waiting to see how much compensation to airlines and victims' families will cost the company. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.
And staying with aviation news, last year, the World Trade Organization found EU subsidies to the French company Airbus caused adverse effects for its rival Boeing. That's now prompted the U.S. to propose retaliatory tariffs on more than $11 billion worth of goods. They could potentially hit products like commercial aircraft and parts from the EU. Also, gasp, European wine and cheese. For more on this, I'm joined by the BBC's Andrew Walker. Hello.
Good morning.
This move is actually a bit more typical than a lot of the tariff news we've seen from the Trump administration.
The Trump administration has often been criticized for what some people see as being a lack of respect to the World Trade Organization, a willingness to act rather unilaterally. This, however, is very much a case of the United States going along pretty precisely, it seems to me, with the WTO rulebook. And the US intends to wait for a ruling from the WTO, giving them clearance to go ahead with the tariffs and giving some indication of how much trade they are entitled to apply the tariffs to.
It's hard to miss the irony here because the U.S. also lost a case on airplane subsidies at the WTO just last month for money given to Boeing. So should we expect a tariff list from the EU soon?
I don't know about soon, but I would certainly be very surprised if they don't do it at some stage.
The BBC's Andrew Walker, thanks so much.
It's my pleasure.
And let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is up less than a tenth of a percent this morning. Dow, S&P and NASDAQ futures are down in the 0 to 1/10% range, with the Dow futures down 7 points. Okay, procrastinators, myself included, we've got just under a week left to file our taxes before the April 15th deadline. It's the first year under the new Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, and now that many people have already filed, we're learning more about how the new tax law is really playing out. For more on this, I'm joined by Marketplace's Mariel Segura. Good morning.
Morning.
So now that many, many people have their taxes in, do you think this law made taxes simpler?
This is going to be one of those, in some ways, yes, and in some ways, no things. When it comes to how we as individuals file our taxes, a few things are simpler now. You know, Congress got rid of or limited a lot of the deductions that people take at tax time, and it also doubled the standard deduction. So more people are expected to take it, and that is less work than itemizing. The law also got rid of personal exemptions. So if you do your taxes on the IRS forms, which only about 10% of people do, that is one less calculation.
What about that promise that we'd be able to do our taxes on a postcard?
Yeah, we're not quite there yet. The forms have changed a little bit. The 1040 is smaller now. It is a couple pages. But also it's smaller in part because the IRS took a section of the form that only applies to some people and put it on a separate form. So you still kind of have to look at that to know if it applies to you. And again, this is only if you do your taxes on the forms.
As opposed to online software, which lots of people do.
Right.
What about businesses? Are things less complicated for them now?
No. The law introduced a lot of new tax breaks. Like there's a new 20% deduction for certain kinds of businesses. And it's unclear in some cases who qualifies for that and who doesn't. Tax lawyers and accountants have been spending, you know, more than a year trying to figure that out. And because of changes like that one, tax filing is actually taking a lot longer for businesses. Many have had to go on extension because the professional tax software that their accountants use is still catching up to the changes.
We're talking about the process of filing taxes, but it sounds like the actual tax code itself is now just more complicated.
Yeah, so often when you introduce a new tax break or a new requirement, that comes with hundreds of pages of rules from the federal government. And then experts, like tax lawyers, have to dig through those rules and try to figure out what they mean, who they apply to. But a lot of these changes are not things that you as an individual taxpayer are going to deal with. And so your taxes may have gotten simpler this year, but at the same time, the tax code hasn't.
Marketplace's Marielle Segura, who's been on the Tax Beat. Thanks, Marielle.
Thank you.
Our producers are Victoria Craig, Michael Lipkin, Candice Manriquez-Wren, Daniel Shin, and Sasha Woodworth. I'm Kimberly Adams with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.